talk about drought for a minute, since we've been talking about everything else. Current coverage on the latest U.S. drought monitor is 63%, just shy of. That is D1 to D4. If you throw in the abnormal dryness, that takes you over three quarters of the country, takes you to 77%. And that, you know, it's really interesting looking at this map, because if you kind of have an artist kind of carve out the Midwest there, you've done a pretty good job of cutting out all your non-drought areas. And it's a very, very sharp line as you head west into Nebraska, south into Arkansas. And so this was effective last Tuesday, and it does show you just the scope of the drought. As southern drought is significant, and the high plains drought significant, also extending into parts of the west. There are only, well, let's look first at the change that we've seen since the beginning of the calendar year. It has gotten markedly drier in the southeast, markedly drier across that central Great Plains region, and we've seen worsening conditions in much of the west, some of that due to the low snowpack and the very, very warm March. Wetter conditions, though, in a lot of the Midwest, Missouri, all the way up into the Great Lakes, wetter in the Northeast. So we're starting to turn the corner in a few areas, but we still got almost two-thirds of the country to try to turn around here.